This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand.
Disabled Persons Assembly Notable Radio Show, a whole new attitude coming your way on Otago Access Radio. DPA is the voice of all disabled people, whether the disability be physical, sensory, learning, psychosocial or age-related. Tune in to hear how we can work collaboratively to achieve inclusion for all New Zealanders. DPA's Notable Radio Show, every second Friday afternoon at 1:30 on Otago Access Radio, 105.4 FM and 1575 AM.
Kia ora koutou. Welcome to Disabled Persons Assembly Notable Radio on this Friday, the 1st of September 2023. We are already in spring, meteorological spring, that is. It's great to see everything budding, including the tree outside my front yard. Birds are flying, and the weather supposedly getting better this week. Anyway, on the program, I would like to introduce our listeners and DPA members who may not know, to one of our new colleagues, to one of my new colleagues, that is, Pip Townsend, who is a part of the communications and engagement team based in Whanganui Atala, Wellington. Welcome to the program, Pip.
Kia ora, Chris, and thank you for having me.
Most certainly. We'd like to introduce our listeners to the team who make DPA hub. Anyway, firstly, I'd like to ask as to what your background has been before coming to DPA. So what's your background?
I feel a bit weird about this question because I've had such a diverse background. I started off as my career as a botanist, and I study conservation. So I've worked, when I was a student, I worked at Department of Conservation in Te Papa. And then after that, I got into publishing and communications, and that's where the bulk of my career has been. So I've worked, I'm really into writing and editing and making sure communications are accessible as possible for the reader or the listener or whatever platform we're working on. I most recently have come from government, where I worked at MSD. I worked alongside a number of teams, including the Office for Seniors and the Office for Disability Issues, and really thoroughly enjoyed that. I also have an evidence-based medicine background, where I worked as a publisher, working on guidelines about different medical topics. And so I learned a lot about shared decision making, consumer voice and participation, and I've also worked as a plain language advisor. So, you know, it's quite varied and it's been very interesting when I look back on it.
I bet it has been. You seem to have fallen into this role as into your communications career, it seems, from a very different starting point.
Yes, but I do think it's relevant. I was just talking to somebody about it earlier, that even as a botanist and studying science and having an interest in it brings an objectivity and a way of, you know, critical thinking and analysis to things that does seem to help. I really like, I like when I do comms, I like to do the detailed things, the reports. I love, this is going to sound weird, I love writing annual reports. I know, it's one of my things. I've done it for years now and I really, really do like it. And I think it's always important when people are doing their work. I'm really into like feedback mechanisms and, you know, the way that people can feedback about what they're reading or engaging with, but also to report back in ways that are meaningful and that, you know, like organisations can say we're achieving what we said we were going to do and we're making the difference that we wanted to do. And it's also a good way to pull up those gaps where you need to do to look at other things in the future. So, yeah, so I do like the detail, the policy, the, you know, all that kind of thing. But
no doubt you'll be writing our annual report.
I suspect.
I dare say so. So you
I've
bought the
start I have
outright.
started compiling information for
Good. Anyway, you've gone through some of the areas of communications and engagement that you involve yourself with in DPA in that first answer, but what other aspects, areas are you employed to work with us
so
on?
one of thanks, Chris. Really good question. One of the key things that most people will probably see is information exchange, our newsletter that goes out. So I'm currently, I've been drafting that with the communications and engagement manager, Emily. And yeah, so we've been putting that out. I've been working at DPA since about April, I think. So yeah, so I've been doing that and I really, really enjoy it. It's one of those, it's a newsletter where not only do we report to our members about what we're doing at DPA with our submissions, you'll see Chris actually submits quite a bit. There's another a lot of the regional submissions that Chris has worked on that's coming up in the next issue. So thank you, Chris. And really appreciate it. And we just report about what we're doing. But also it's a chance, like members can find out what's happening in the wider community. But also it lets members know about how they can give feedback about things and what we're working on and how you can get in touch with us to have your say. And it's something I know you really value, Chris, is hearing from the members and making those submissions kind of like a real life experience and making them
Absolutely.
like a true representation of what our members are thinking. Also am working on social media and we're looking at building that up. That's Facebook. We also have a Twitter account and I'm looking at like more along the LinkedIn lines as well with them, employment and information about that.
You've got a
Anything
quite
else, Chris?
extensive portfolio of work there.
Yeah, it's fun.
And at the end of the interview, we'll ask you where your people can actually subscribe to Information Exchange, how you
Right.
can actually do that, so we can let people know. Is
That's a great idea.
that Information Exchange is available, by the way, to DPA members automatically and also to subscribers, but we'll do that at the end of the program, give the details for that.
Right.
I also hear that you've got an interest in alternative formats. You've alluded to that in your first response. Tell us
Yes.
about what alternative formats are for those who don't know.
So what they are is it's when information is available in formats that are more accessible for people with disabilities. So it's or disabled people. It includes New Zealand Sign Language videos, Easy Read, which uses images and explains the ideas in the text, and Braille, large print, and audio. And so quite often now you'll be seeing that government agencies that are, consulting will have information that's in these formats. And that's so that they can be more inclusive and engage with disabled people in a way that's more accessible. So I've had a strong interest in it. And ensuring that information that people need is available, and also information not just that disabled people need to make decisions in their life, but information that's also about disabled people. And I hope that kind of builds up to become kind of a usual practice. I'm also interested. And not just having the formats, but how people find those formats. Like how, and so that's where, like things like information exchange are important because we let people know what is available and how they can engage. So yeah, is there anything, anything else I can add to that, Chris?
Well, you've given a very extensive answer there, I guess. And anyway, what do you like to get up to just Speaking personally now of the person who's you, Pip Townsend, what do you
Well,
like to get up to when you're not working?
I live just so you can geographically place me. I'm based in Karori, in Wellington. I've got a family. I've got a 9-year-old boy and my husband. So we, my husband and I are both working. So we do, a lot of the parenting, and so we do cool stuff, family stuff, around Wellington and Karori. I also like to sew, and when I have time, and mostly it's been quilts, and I've had some failed clothing attempts. It's hard when you're a perfectionist to get it right. So I'm an expert in reverse sewing, which is also known as unpicking. I'm on the committee of the Karori Arts and Crafts Centre, so I get involved in a lot of things. Like, we hold a destash sale every year. We members sell their excess fabric and wool, and then buy other treasures to add to their collections. And we've got like an art exhibition coming up, so I'll be helping with hanging artworks and helping do the catering for our opening and things like that. So I'm kind of quite busy out in the community, and I'm with the school helping out there. We've got a gala coming up, so I've been given a role of coordinating everything that comes in. And yeah, so that's pretty much me. Get out in the
Well, that
garden,
sounds
I'm a
quite
veggie.
interesting. Yeah, good, good. Love the term reverse sewing.
I know, it's great. My quilting teacher taught me that one. She's like, no, you're not unpicking, you're reverse sewing.
My family whānau are also pretty much good sewers. My mother, my sister have a business in Sydney, for example, a little mini enterprise around
Oh,
that
great.
space. So, yeah, that's quite interesting to note that
That's great.
it is indeed. And I know of other people who've crafty as well. So it does run in my family as well. But in me, it comes out in writing and thinking. But anyway, that sort of talent, anyway, that artistic talent I'm talking about. So, have you ever been to Altopont Dunedin before? If so, what was it like for you? Would you come back again?
Well, that's an interesting question, Chris, because I don't recall having been down your way, but I have. Apparently, I did when I was 8 months old. And apparently, on the flight down, I threw up on a famous person, my parents tell me, and they were just mortified and very embarrassed. And that's the story about me going to Dunedin. And I don't even know who the famous person is, because they kept telling me, and I'm like, that means nothing to me. Like, I don't know. I can't even tell you who it was. But yes, very upset parents. So I haven't been down, but I really would like to. And when I was at Te Papa with the was it the Hocken Library, and I've worked with People First, with the Southern Group down there, and so we just want to do a shout out to
Yeah,
them.
David King
Yes.
and the crew.
Yes. And so yes, so I am looking forward to coming down for a visit at some stage, and I think I will love it.
I know you will because Emily finally came down, your colleague this year, with her daughter, because her daughter was going to uni, and it's great. And so she liked it too. So you'll like it.
I will, I know I will love it.
Much has changed since you were 8 months old, I would dare say.
I guess it would have, yes.
Yeah,
And
much has.
I have a Scottish background, so
Well, yes, you'll have.
yes.
Oh, you'll have plenty to satisfy you. You can even go to some of our Scottish themed shops and get yourself a family or clan crest.
Oh, maybe some tartan while I'm down there.
Yeah, most certainly. Anyway, finally, what do you hope to achieve while you're w with us at DPA?
That's a really interesting question. I think what I would like to do is to just, like, say, here I am, here are my skills, and here's my experience, and to see what I can give to DPA that will help build it, like look for those opportunities where we might, get some ideas that we want to do things, and just to see what I can give, really. I haven't, it's such a great place to work. It's so inclusive and it's very vibrant, and it has interesting people, and and I guess I'm still learning. So I guess it's I feel like I'm becoming more well-rounded. I've understood now the gap between like having worked in government and now working with a DPO, with DPA, it's that understanding of what that actual gap is between the policies and the reality. And so
That's
it's
right.
helping that, yeah, to close some of those, to be part of the team that closes some of those gaps.
I think that's a very, very good observation because obviously there's some great policies out there, but as we know, the practice of the implementation of those policies isn't that great.
That's
Anyway,
right.
it's been absolutely brilliant talking to you quite extensively on DPA Animal Radio, and we hope to have you back again at some stage in the future. Anyway, thank you very much, Naimihi Pip, and go well, and we'll hopefully hear from you again.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. 'Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. Don't we can go if we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. See, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it, everything will work out right. See, we can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind. 'Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance, everybody's making a chance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance.
Welcome back to DPA Notable Radio, where you've just heard the interview with Pip Townsend before the last track, who is one of my colleagues who works in the communications and information team, the communications engagement team, to get the exact title right. Okay, now we forgot to give out the info exchange details at the end of that interview, but here they are now. You can go to, if you've got web access, that is, website access, infoexchange.nz, infoexchange.nz, that is just one simple address, infoexchange.nz. You can go to the placeholder, which has sign up for the newsletter and do that there, and you should get information exchange coming to you via email. And even better, you get it automatically through joining up www.dpa.org.nz and go to the membership section. And as I said earlier, there are criteria for them joining as a member, primarily that you're a disabled person or a family or whānau of a disabled person. Anyway, that is me for this next fortnight or so. We're back again on Friday the 15th of September with another edition of DPA Notable Radio. If you've missed this program, you can listen to it again at 11 a.m. on ORFM tomorrow morning, Saturday the 16th, or you can download it from the Otago Access Radio website, or listen to the Access Internet Radio app, and you should be able to find it there as well. DPA Notable Radio for both this and any previous episodes. Okay, see you in another 2 weeks. Have a good one. Ka kite anō.
Disabled Persons Assembly Notable Radio Show. A whole new attitude coming your way on Otago Access Radio. DPA is the voice of all disabled people, whether the disability be physical, sensory, learning, psychosocial, or age-related. Tune in to hear how we can work collaboratively to achieve inclusion for all New Zealanders. DPA's Notable Radio Show, every second Friday afternoon at 1:30 on Otago Access Radio, 105.4 FM and 1575 AM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand.